Blog Talk Radio.
This is the theme song you'd always hear on The Biggest Loser every show. Hello, I'm your host, Andrew. Thank you all so much for joining me on another great show. Man, we had a phenomenal show yesterday. We had Holland Weathers, a casting director from The Biggest Loser. We had two surprise call-ins on our show, Danny Allen, who won last year's Biggest Loser, and Danny Cahill, who won Season 8 of The Biggest Loser. And we also had Tara Costa on our show as well from Season 7. Oh, man, it was so exciting, and thank you all so much for joining in on that show. You can go back and listen to these shows, listen to yesterday's show as well, by just clicking on, after this show, by just clicking on our name, The Drew Show, and it'll take you to every one that we've ever had, so you can go back and listen to that. We have an exciting show for tomorrow. We actually didn't have anything scheduled for tomorrow. I will go ahead and say that we aren't going to have any shows next week because I'll be traveling to Nashville. And I had planned to make arrangements yesterday, or tomorrow, I should say. I plan to make some arrangements and get everything prepared. But an agent called me, someone called me and asked if we could have their guest on this show. And I said, absolutely. I was more than excited. We're having Joel Rosario on our show. He is the winner of the 2013 Kentucky Derby. I am so excited to have him on. So please tune in tomorrow right back here on The Drew Show to check that out. Before I start with these shows today, I want to mention real quick, if I have anyone right now listening to this show, please follow us on Twitter at DrewBTR. Very simple, just DrewBTR. If you're attending a casting this weekend in whether you're in Atlanta, Cincinnati, or wherever you are, if you're attending casting this weekend for The Biggest Loser, I want you to call me now, 818-495-6928. That's 818-495-6928. And I want to give you something. I want to give you something for listening to this show. If you're, this is only if you're going to casting this weekend at a location. So give me a call, 818-495-6928. And you can like our Facebook page as well. It's facebook.com/WAEJ The Drew Show. So make sure you like that as well. We had a chance to catch up with Gina McDonald. Gina was the season 14 at home winner. She lost an amazing amount of weight. She was so inspiring. And I actually became very good friends with her now. She is so sweet. She's a great person. And you may laugh at this. You may kind of frown at this or whatever. But the start of this interview, I messed up a little bit. It was all my fault. And I kept getting tongue-twisted, tongue-tied. I couldn't get my words out right. So, and you'll hear that the first part of this interview. And about middle ways through, we lost connection, so we brought her back. So if you hear a little something there, that's what that was. But I decided to leave the blooper in there because it was a little funny. It was a funny moment for myself and Gina. But here's our interview with Gina McDonald. Like I said, I'm going to say this several times during the show. If you're going to a casting call this weekend anywhere around the country for The Biggest Loser, call me now, 818-495-6928, and I want to give you something for if you're going up there for a casting call. So give me a call. But this is our interview with Gina. And now it gives me great pleasure to welcome from oof, got to start that over. Now it gives me great pleasure to welcome
It has been a long day, hasn't
this
it?
This is, you know, three or four shows in. This is going to make the blooper real.
You want me to say it? It gives Andrew great pleasure to introduce me, Gina McDonald, from Season 14's Biggest Loser and the at-home winner from Birmingham, Alabama.
That is perfect. Gina, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? It's good to talk to you.
I'm doing great. I'm absolutely a huge fan of yours from what you're able to do on The Biggest Loser, and you're just an amazing story. So first, thank you so much for taking time out to join me.
Absolutely. I'm glad to talk to you. You know, I met you in person at Jillian's show a few weeks ago, so to get to talk to you on the radio is awesome. It's incredible. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, we met at the Fox Theater in Atlanta. I was sitting probably about 10 or 12 rows back, and Jillian on stage, she kept talking about someone from The Biggest Loser was there, and the people I was sitting with, we were whispering to each other, who do you think's here? we couldn't figure it out, and then when we were about to leave, we saw you, and we're like, holy crap, that's Gina, you know?
So, yeah, she talks about me in the show. You know, she only talks about three prior contestants, and I'm one of them that she talks about in a good way, so I'm really honored that she chose my story to tell, you know, on that big stage of people. So it's great.
Now, how long have you actually toured with her, or was this your only stop?
That was my only stop. You know, I'm from Birmingham. I drove over for the day. She got us VIP passes for myself and some friends of my family. And then, you know, once the show was over, there's a VIP meet and greet. She drugged me up on stage with her, and so we did that for about an hour. And then she took me out to dinner with her family. So Jillian is a sweetheart. I don't care what they say. She's a wonderful, caring person.
You know what? I always wanted to meet Jillian. And before the show, about 3 o'clock that afternoon, I was standing out there with some friends of mine, and we were hoping to get to meet her. And we're like, you know, what if she goes around the other way or whatever. So we were kind of stressing out a little bit because we'd all wanted to meet her. And she pulled up in a van and got out, and she took pictures with us and signed autographs. Just one of the nicest people I've ever met. She was awesome.
She is extremely nice. You know, people always ask me, is she she really is mean in person. You know what? She had a job to do on the show, and she did her job phenomenally well. I mean, she is responsible single-handedly for the breakthrough that I had on the show, and I admire her. But she is a compassionate, caring person all the way, you know, from the top of her head to the bottom of her toes. She's the real deal. She really is.
She really isn't. And I'm not going tell everyone what she said on the show or said during the when she was at the Fox Theater, but she gave away some things, some real kind of what really happens on the show and what really doesn't happen kind of thing, I thought.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she made a joke about Subway one time, so it was kind of funny.
Yes, she made a joke about me in Subway, I believe.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was fortunate enough to have a Subway integration in my at my at-home reveal, and so I was really proud to do that. But, yeah, she tells a few little inside tidbits, but nothing too serious. She doesn't give away too many of our secrets. You know, we're bound to keep all those secrets, you know, close to our vest.
Right. How much fun, and me and my friends, no offense or anything like that, but me and my friends, we sit back and watch The Biggest Loser, and we always make fun of the commercials that come on that you guys have to do in the kitchen.
Oh, man. Aren't they horrible? I'm sorry, Biggest Loser, but yes. And, you know, I'll tell you one commercial in particular. We were doing a bit towards the end of the season for a soup company. And they woke me up to come down and film that. And I was so mad. I didn't say one line the entire time. Vovette was the key, you know, person talking. I didn't stir the soup. I didn't taste the soup. I had nothing to do. But they woke me up for my nap. So I wasn't a happy camper during that episode at all. But, yeah, we did some interesting integrations. That's for sure.
That's not cool being woke up for that. That's not cool at all.
No, and I needed my sleep. Remember, I'm the old lady on the show. I needed all the sleep I can get. In fact, the young cast, I would go to bed at 7 o'clock because I stayed on Central Time. And they made fun of me. You know, it would be 7 o'clock, and I'd be like, well, it's 9 o'clock in Alabama, folks. I'm going to bed. And they made so much fun of me. But, you know, every week I knocked their pounds off. So they started going to bed a little bit earlier towards the end of the season. They were kind of like catching on to the old lady, you know. So sleep's really important. And I knew that going in. And I still sleep a lot.
Right.
So sleep is good.
Yeah, it definitely is. I agree with that. You know, obviously you went on the show to lose weight, but what was it that really inspired you to go on the show and to sit in the long, and I've seen your Twitter page, the picture on your Twitter page of you sitting in the chair, and you look just wore out waiting for the casting.
That was so horrible. That day, you know, it was Atlanta up at, I think, Kennesaw State University last year. It was hot, hot, hot. And, you know, of course, I was 245 pounds, so it wouldn't matter where you sat me, I was going to be hot. And, boy, the sun was beating down that day. I think there was over 1,000 people in line. And, you know, I went because I had literally asked my husband over a year prior to that, you know, get me on The Biggest Loser. And kind of like, you know, to see if he'd really do it. I don't know why I feel like he needed to do it for me. But I said, you know, get me on The Biggest Loser. And so he immediately emailed them that day, and they weren't casting for season 14. Season 13 was wrapping up, and they weren't casting for season 14. And so fast forward to May of 2012, and we're watching another television show, the Extreme Weight Loss Show. And I'm like, you were supposed to get me on Biggest Loser. You never got me on Biggest Loser. And he's like, well, you know, baby, I'll be your trainer. I'll cook for you. You don't need Biggest Loser. I can do it all for you. Of course, you saw my personality. That just made me madder.
Right.
So I went to bed mad at him. And I promise you, Andrew, that next morning, it was a Sunday night when this happened, that Monday morning, he had an email in his inbox from The Biggest Loser inviting me to casting in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
So from that moment forward, I knew I had it made. It was destiny. I mean, I just really felt like that it was my plan and my path. So went over to casting. You know, I went to lose weight, but, boy, I gained so much more than just, you know, losing the weight and getting healthy. My entire mental outlook, my spiritual outlook, I don't have type 2 diabetes any longer. I don't have sleep apnea. I don't have high cholesterol, all those horrible diseases that I had going into the show. Some of them I didn't even know about. They're all gone.
Wow.
And that in itself is like, you know, that's better than any prize you could ever win.
That's absolutely amazing. And and you look at auditions like this, and I'm sure they can be very overwhelming mentally, because I mean, you see 1,000 people at an audition in Atlanta or wherever, you know, and you say, oh, there's no chance I'm going to get this. So did that ever run through your mind, like, holy crap, what did I get myself into?
The holy crap, what did I get myself into did not come until after I was on the ranch the first day. You know, in the line that day, you know, I was confident. I mean, I really was. It was hot and miserable. I was confident. I kind of knew what I was going to say and do. I made sure my application looked just right. I mean, I highlighted stuff on my application. You know, I'm a self-described cougar. My husband's 15 years younger than me. I knew that that would interest them and get their attention if I called myself a cougar, you know. I mean, what woman walks around calling herself that? So I just do a lot of things on my application to draw attention to the application. And then, of course, when they take you in, you know, you only get to go in. There's 10 of you that goes in to one room with a casting agent. And, you know, the thing is you've been in line with these same 10 people all day long, so you kind of know their personalities. You've observed them. So I knew exactly what I had to do to get his attention, you know, and I did it. I mean, and I knew when I left that audition that day, I'd be getting a call back for a one-on-one interview the next day. I knew I would be, but reality didn't really set in for me until the first day on the ranch when Bob had me running with a 20-pound medicine ball over my head, you know, 100 degrees outside in California, and literally I could have just run right out the gym, which I did several times anyway, to the ranch. My bags were not unpacked yet that day, and I could have just loaded up and went home, but I didn't. But that's when reality sank in for me, the first day on the ranch.
Well, I can imagine. Now, when you went to the first audition, the first casting call, how long after that or how many callbacks did it take for you to actually find out you were on the show?
Wow, it's a long process. I often tell people if I had worked as hard to try to lose weight as I did to get on the show, I would have never qualified to be on Biggest Loser. I wouldn't have had that much weight to lose. But, you know, I got called. We went for that first audition, stood in line about 6 or 8 hours, had my 20 seconds in front of the casting agent, then drove back to Birmingham that Saturday. And that night at about 8:30, they called me, and I was chosen as one of the 30 to come back for an in-person interview the next day. So I suited up, went back to Atlanta the next day for a one-hour one-on-one interview with 2 casting agents. And then from that point, things are kind of random. You know, you're getting a lot of different emails from different people within the organization asking for videos, asking for pictures. You're doing psychological exams over the internet. You're filling out more detailed applications. You know, you're giving all your deepest, darkest secrets away.
Wow.
And then I didn't get called back out until, I guess, the very end of August is when I was called actually out to L.A., for a 2-week period of time where we went through interviews with producers and people involved with the show, psychiatrists, Dr. Hazinga, and, you know, did all the medical testing. And then that wasn't even enough then. We were sent home, and we came back out a week. Some of us came back out a week later for round 2 of casting. So I spent 3 weeks in L.A. before I even was cast for the show. So it is really time intensive, and, you know, but that's nothing compared to what you do when you get on the ranch. You know, so, I mean, that's kind of like the warm-up.
Right. So walk us through that. You walk in the ranch, or you get to the ranch, and you walk in the gym, and, you walk in there, and you just see everything, and then you meet the trainers, and how you see the blood, sweat, and tears, and the people screaming and all that. It, you know, how much of that is real? I mean, is it as hard
as
it looks?
It is extremely hard. It is the hardest thing physically I have ever done in my life. And I would probably have to say mentally as well. And I've taken the state bar exam. You know, I'm an attorney. And that was a pretty hard thing to do. But it is the hardest physical and mental thing I've ever done in my life. You really have no idea until you're in the moment. I had no real expectation of what it would be like. I had no idea that first, you know, we arrived on the ranch at 5 a.m. and found out who our trainers were, and we were in a 2-hour workout, you know, sweating crazy, throwing medicine balls, doing burpees, which I didn't even know what that was. I had a 444-pound Mike from my team fall over on me off the row machine. You know, I was thinking, dear Lord, what have I gotten myself into at that point? You know,
wow.
But you can't prepare yourself for it. It's very intense. The first 3 or 4 weeks, you are just going through the motions. You really are. But the screaming is real. They need to motivate us in some way, and it's all real. It's real for the cameras anyway at that moment.
Yeah. And I've always heard.
Hey.
Sorry about that.
You hang up on me. I told you I talk a lot.
Sometimes we lose our connection. I apologize.
It's fine.
But we'll edit that part out. So anyway.
Yeah. What was the question anyway? I forgot.
Let's see, what was the question? Well, I've had other previous contestants on before. We've had Allie Vinson on the show. We've had Abby Reich, Danny Cahill, and they've told us before in the past that, you know, the trainers aren't really with you as much as it looks like on TV. How much are they actually with you, and how much are you actually doing your own thing in the gym?
Wow. That's one of those questions I'm not sure I should answer. Let me say this.
Okay.
The trainers wow, I don't know how to answer that.
I
we
put
are
you on
trained.
The spot, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. We are trained a minimum of 5 hours a day by trainers. I'm going to
wow.
say that.
Yeah.
And then whatever else we do is on our own. For me, if I went to bed at 7 o'clock at night, I was up at 4 or 5 o'clock doing my own thing, walking, running, you know, whatever it is I need to do. But, you know, all in all, we work out between 6 and 8 hours a day. Most days. You know, some days we had challenges and we were traveling, we didn't get the workouts in. Some days were just film days that we just really couldn't get the workouts in for one reason or the other. You know, makeover days and things like that. But for the most part, we worked out. Days of the weigh-in, we didn't necessarily work out those days because we were filming most of that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a long process, the weigh-in process. It's a very long, time-consuming process, especially in the beginning when there's 15 contestants.
Right.
Gets a little bit better towards the end, but it's a nerve-wracking day for sure.
Yeah, and it really seems like it would be. And you mentioned makeover day. That must have been an amazing time to go kind of get dolled up and everything else.
You know, what girl doesn't want to get made over? I mean, I have never had a makeover my whole life, and that was my goal. You know, my goal was to not get eliminated and to get to individuals. But then after I got to individuals, my next goal was to get to makeover because makeover was so special this year. Our families didn't come out. One or two members of our family didn't come out to L.A. to see us makeover. We got to fly home and our family see us for the first time. So, you know, I had a room full of 50 or 60 people that I hadn't seen for 4 months. And, oh, my God, my parents were there from Mississippi and my children were there, my husband, and all my friends and workers and co-workers, and, you know, it was just an amazing feeling. And, you know, every girl wants to feel pretty for a day, and that day I certainly felt pretty. They went all out. I traveled with like 13 people, I think. I felt like a celebrity for sure.
I can imagine you did, and you are a celebrity now. You are. You definitely are.
My kids call me a Z-list celebrity, okay? There's
B-list.
An A-list, a B-list, a C-list, and a Z-list.
Well, at least they're saying you are, though. Right?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah. Now, you actually, and I should have mentioned this when we were talking about it the first time, but you went to the ranch, and the way I understand it is you weighed in at 245. Is that right?
I did weigh in at 245, 5 foot two, 245 pounds. That picture showed it, though, didn't it? That picture of me in casting certainly showed it.
No. see,
well,
I'm
you know,
a guy.
I didn't, if you're a guy, yeah, you're not going to answer that. That's one of those questions I put you on the spot, right? But, you know, I never really thought I was that big. I never thought I looked as big as I really was. And most of the cast, we all felt that way. Like when I met Danny for the first time, I never saw her as big as we ended up seeing her at the end. And she never saw me as big in the beginning as I looked in the beginning because we saw each other for so much more. You know, we saw each other's person and personality and the friendship that we had started. We didn't see the weight. And, you know, so I think that happens a lot to people. You just don't really see the weight in other people because you care so much about them.
Right.
But yeah, as I started losing the weight and as Danny started losing the weight, we were like, wow, we sure were really big back when we first started this show. I don't remember you being that big. I don't remember you being that big either, Gina, but we were big girls, that's for sure.
How much did you actually lose in total?
I lost 113 pounds.
Wow. I lost
a seventh grader, is what I like to tell people.
That's a great way of putting it, actually. Wow, that's absolutely amazing. So when you went home, when you actually had to go home, how intimidating was that for you? I mean, you had learned all this on the ranch, but you had accountability. You had to work out at the ranch. You had to do everything. But now you're at home, and it's up to you to actually do it. So what was that like for you?
When I came home before the finale?
Right,
eight weeks? Yeah. Well, you know, the good thing about the blessing that I had was in between week eight and nine, week eight was a terrible week for me on the show. I think I left the gym twice. You know, Jill and I got into it, Delvette and I got into it. I was in it with Joe. It was just a horrible week. I had the fortune of meeting Hannah Curley from season 11. It was Hannah and Olivia were the sisters, and Olivia won, and her sister Hannah came in second. They were on the ranch that week filming, and they came into the kitchen, and we were all sitting around in the kitchen talking, and I was mostly interacting with Olivia, but I kept hearing, and she's from New York, so, you know, she has that New York brogue, and I kept hearing this Southern voice in the room, and I was the only Southerner on the show, and I'm like, where is this coming from? And so finally I looked at Hannah and I said, where are you from? And she goes, well, I went to the University of Alabama and I live in Nashville. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, this is incredible. So we instantly connected. We connected on a spiritual level. We just really became close in that moment. And she invited me to come to Nashville over the holidays when I was home to work out with her trainer that she had trained with to get to the end. And so fortunately for me, I actually did that. Carter Hayes is his name. He's in Franklin, Tennessee. I went and worked out with him and Hannah and a whole bunch of other people. And then when I got eliminated from the show in week 11, literally on the plane, I get a message from him, you know, when he finds out I'm on my way home, when will you be here? So I was so blessed that all I had to do was land in Birmingham, kiss and hug my family, get in the car and drive to Nashville 3 hours north, and I was accountable again because I lived with the trainer, not Carter. I lived with the girl trainer. I worked out with him and, you know, Hannah and a bunch of other incredible people every day. And so I didn't have to come home to an unknown. I don't know how well I would have done, to be honest with you. I had instant accountability again. So I went from one ranch to another. I just could watch television and listen to the radio a little bit more, so, and use my cell phone. Right. But I'm back home now, you know, after the show's been over, and I found that it's hard, but I also have a huge accountability and responsibility to so many people now, so it's not as hard as I ever would have thought it would be. You know, I get up and go to the gym every day at 4:30. I feel an enormous responsibility to tell my story to people, for people to believe that they can do it too. So that part makes it easier, a lot easier.
I absolutely love to hear that from you. When I met you at Atlanta just a few weeks ago, I have to say you looked amazing. You looked beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you hear about so many stories, and you hear from weight loss experts and all that. They say that, you know, if you go somewhere and lose a ton of weight in a quick period of time, then you're just going to put it all back on. But
that's true.
But you've been
Biggest Loser. That happens a lot on Biggest Loser. But, you know, I have a lot to lose if I gain it back, literally. You know, I have a lot to lose in the sense that if I start gaining weight back, I'm going to have type 2 diabetes again. I'm going to have sleep apnea again. And those are two things I want to eradicate from my life. And so I know that if I don't do what I need to do, those things are going to creep back into my life. And that's so important to me. I'm so proud that I don't have type 2 diabetes. We had filmed a bit for Dr. H to tell me, and it was going to play in week 11. And for some reason, it didn't play. I think he misspoke on something, and so production wouldn't let us air it. And then we were going to do it at the finale where he told America, hey, you know what, diet and exercise, you can cure type 2 diabetes. Well, they ran over, and so we didn't get to do our 38-second bit. So America doesn't even realize yet that, you know, I cured myself of type 2 diabetes by working out, eating right, and it can be done. And that's the most important thing. I promise you, I'm more proud of that than anything else, and I won't gain the weight back because I don't ever want that again.
Wow. That's amazing. That's something to very much hold your head high, and that's, you know, that's absolutely incredible. But you know, even though you're eating very well now. Do you still have your cheat days? Do you still have a day where you'll go get ice cream or anything like that?
You know what my cheat is?
What's that?
My cheat is M&Ms. Plain, good old-fashioned M&Ms. And I'm not getting paid by Mars or whoever makes them to say this, but I did not like M&Ms before I lost all this weight. I didn't eat sweets at all before I lost the weight. My carbs were, you know, chips and cheese and, well, nachos, you know, and, you know, chips and cheese dip, a Mexican restaurant, things like that. I didn't eat sweets at all. I am addicted to M&Ms. So my husband has to ration them out to me because I will sit down and eat a whole bag. So, you know, that's changed for me. So I do have those treats. I just build them into my calories. I make sure that, you know, like today before I got home from work, I knew exactly how many calories I had consumed. And I've already eaten dinner tonight because I like to eat early. And I had 2 fish tacos. The entire meal was 400 calories.
Wow.
And I'll be good. I won't eat anything else, and I'll go into bed. But, you know, so I ate about 1,200, 1,300 calories today, which is really good for me considering I worked out for 2 hours this morning, too. So, it's an everyday thing, and then there are going to be days where I'm going to eat 300 calories worth of M&Ms. And you know what? That's okay. We just can't beat ourselves up. We just have to move forward the next day. And that's the most important thing. I always beat myself down if I had a bad day when I was on a diet before. And now I'm not on a diet. You know, I just eat healthy and exercise.
See, that's my problem right there, and I know I could change it with anything, but my cheat day consists of large double bacon cheeseburger with from Five Guys with a large fry and ketchup on the sides. You know,
that ketchup is deadly. That is one thing I used to eat all the time too, was ketchup. And you know, I have not had ketchup since I didn't eat ketchup on the ranch. We had organic ketchup on the ranch. I chose not to eat it. I haven't had any ketchup since I came home. I just don't have a taste for it anymore. But I hear you about the Five Guys. Now, I don't eat beef. So those French fries, though, those were pretty good. I remember those.
So what do you substitute for things instead of ketchup? I hear a lot of people use mustard instead of mayonnaise.
I use a lot of mustard. I've never used mayonnaise anyway. I use a lot of mustard. There's a great dressing made by a company called Boathouse. It's a Greek dressing. And I use that like on wraps. I make a lot of wraps because you can get a multi-grain flat wrap that's got like 80 calories in it, low carbs. I do a lot of lettuces and tomatoes with, you know, grilled chicken or grilled fish or turkey. And I use that dressing as a condiment. And, you know, I think 2 tablespoons has 45 calories. And it still gives you, it spices your food up a little bit, but you're not getting all that yucky calories. And it's made of Greek yogurt, so it can't be that bad, right?
Right. You would think.
That's what they say. I ate a lot of Greek yogurt on the ranch. That worked for me.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know, and the Biggest Loser right now is casting for season 15, and Saturday, May the 11th, they have they're coming to Atlanta, Georgia, Boston, Cincinnati, Dallas, Philadelphia, and Phoenix, Arizona. But my hometown, Atlanta, Georgia, where you auditioned.
Yes, I'm so excited for y'all. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
this must
be a great
be
day. It's going to be a great day. And initially, I had plans to be over there. I don't know that I'm going to make it over for the casting now. I've got some other things that have come up that you and I have talked about medically that might prohibit me from standing on my feet for 6 hours and jumping up and down and being the cheerleader. But I wish them well. I hope it's a great casting. And, you know, they need some good Southerners on the show. They do. We have 1 Southerner on the show this year. You know, we need some more of that. We can spice it up really good. So, you know, I can give tips to those guys. You just have to believe in yourself and be positive. And that's your one moment. You know, that's your one moment to sell yourself. I just wrote an article for She Knows Magazine, or She Knows it's online. And, you know, what I said was, if you can't sell yourself in that 20 seconds, ain't nobody going to do it for you. So, you know, you have to sell yourself. It's 20 seconds. And my daughter has a favorite quote that something about 20 seconds of insane courage is all it takes, but I think it comes from some movie with Matt Damon in it. I forget the exact quote. I have it written down somewhere. But, you know, that's all you need is you need 20 seconds of insane courage in Atlanta on Saturday the 11th, and it will change your life.
Yeah, and you feel, I'm sure you feel like if you can do it, anyone can do it.
Absolutely feel like, you know, I feel like I had every card against me. You know, my age was against me. My inability to move and not having moved for so many years was against me. The fact that everybody in the house was so much younger than me was against me. There were so many obstacles. My own self got in my way. I was against me. But believe me, if I can do it, there is not anybody that can't do it that's going to be in that line on Saturday. You just have to believe you can do it and sell yourself.
Absolutely. So can you give a little scoop? And I think you have already. I apologize if you have to repeat yourself. But of what exactly is going to go on, they stand in line. They're given an application to fill out. That's about all I know.
Okay, I'll give you a start to finish. You get there, bring a chair, bring an umbrella. The umbrella's for shade and for rain. You're going to bring yourself some snacks and some water. Once you get in that line, you're not going to want to get out. You're going to want to bring some photos of yourself. I brought 8x10 glossy photos. I'm still made fun of that. But, I mean, I wanted my photos to be the same size as the application so that, you know, it had weight to it. When they picked up that application, they didn't have any choice but to flip to my photos because there they were.
Right.
You fill out an application. You already have done that usually online. But they give you another more intensive application. Fill it out the best you can, as neatly as you can. You know, you're standing in line writing on someone's back. And they give you a number. And that's your casting number. And that number pretty much stays with you for a long period of time, for several weeks. That's your casting number. So, you know, learn it, know it, pray about it. Hope it's a good number for you. But you'll get into the room, and there'll be 10 of you that will go into a room with a casting agent. And if they do it like they did it last year, you've got about 20 seconds to sell yourself. And the question that we were asked was, you know, why do you need to be on The Biggest Loser? And, you know, you have to sell yourself. I said something completely ridiculous. I made absolute fun of myself. Other people told sad stories and cried and got upset and, you know, they want to have babies. And, you know, they told their story that was unique and real to them. My story was that, you know, obviously I was overweight, had diabetes, needed to lose weight for those reasons, but the not-so-obvious reason was that I threw my leg up on the table and I had 6-inch heels on, and I told them that I love to wear 6-inch heels and I looked pretty ridiculous at 245-plus pounds walking around in these shoes. And, of course, that immediately got his attention. And then I said, well, I was a self-described cougar, and, you know, I need to look hot for my husband. He'd be in good shape. And I knew, you know, they say you had him from hello. I knew I had that casting agent from hello. So, you know, that's not a story that you need to go tell because that's not your story, but whoever it is needs to tell their story, and it needs to be entertaining. They want personality, their casting personality, and the weight. But they want people who have personality and aren't afraid to show it. So you'll do that meeting, and then they'll call you back, and you'll do your one-hour interview the next day or the next week. And before you know it, you'll be on the ranch in Calabasas, California, with Bob, Jillian, and Dovette.
Well, that's amazing, and I think anybody could do it. I completely agree with you. Definitely be yourself. Be yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know you have some events coming up in the next few weeks, actually. Tell us about those.
I do. I'm so excited. This weekend, May 4th, is Celebrate Hoover Day, Hoover, Alabama. I happen to be from Hoover. It's a suburb south of Birmingham. I'm not even sure the population. It's a pretty good-sized city. If you've driven through, the big Galleria Mall is here and all of that. Mm-hmm. So if they're having Celebrate Hoover Day, I'm going to be there signing autographs, taking pictures. I'm going to have a body media giveaway that day for people who register. Body media is a tool that I use. I wear it all the time to keep up with the calories that I burn, the amount of activity I've done, the degree of activity, how much I've slept. I log my calories in every day. So I'm going to give one of those away. And then June 1 in the city of Alabaster, which is a little bit more south of here, they're doing an inaugural 5K that I am organizing. It's all because of me. And I'm so excited. It's a city fest, which is a family-friendly, like, Music Festival, Josh Turner, the country singer Josh Turner, is the headliner, so I'm hoping to meet him in person. But I'm organizing the 5K that day. It's the first year that they've ever done it, and it's going to be so much fun. We're going to just have fun running. I'm going to also be giving away free body media things. There's going to be lots of giveaways down there that day. And then the biggest event that I've got going on that I'm most proud of is the American Heart Association Heart Walk. I am dedicated to heart health. My father has heart disease. Two of my grandparents died of heart disease and stroke. So I have been asked to be the honorary spokesperson and do all the public service announcements for the Heart Walk. It's June 22nd in Birmingham, the new Birmingham. It's called Uptown. They've got all these fancy restaurants and a new Westin. It's just the revitalized area of Birmingham. And we're going to do a 5K Heart Walk, and I'm trying to raise $11,300, which represents the 113 pounds that I lost on the ranch, and I'm trying to get a team of 200 people together. But if I get 2,000 people, that's good too. So that's what's going on for me. People can go to Heart. I think they can go to BirminghamHeartWalk.org and find my team and register. And I am so excited. I've got a lot more events coming up. I'm doing Susan G. Komen. I'm doing suicide prevention. I want to give back. A lot of people, when they do the show, their focus is to do the talk show circuit, write books, and do speaking engagements. And sure, that'll all come. But my most important focus right now is three charities that I have picked, and those are the things that I'm going to continue to focus on. And one of them is American Heart Association, and one of them is the Alabama Chapter of Suicide Prevention, which is a national organization.
Yeah, that's so great. I have to say, I'm so proud of you for doing what you've done. I definitely am, and I'll say that I was in Hoover a few weeks ago, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I was in Hoover, and we went to the Starlight Comedy Club. Me and a friend of mine.
That is so funny. Do you know that is literally a mile from my office?
Really?
You should have come by and said hello.
I will definitely keep that in mind next time. And June 1st is my birthday, so I would absolutely love to win the body media. Hint, hint.
Come on over to Birmingham that morning. We'll run down to Alabaster. You'll do a 5K with me, and you never know.
Okay. I want to ask you, I'm glad you brought up the 5K. I do want to ask you, 5K is something that one of my friends is definitely pushing me to train for. He was weighing, and he's going to kill me because I'm going to get this wrong, but he weighed about 230 pounds, and now he's down to 170 within about 6 months.
Wow. How tall is he? He is a thin man. Wow. Because my husband is 6'3 and weighs about 180, and he's super thin. So this gentleman must be really thin. That's incredible.
He is. He really is. He really keeps himself motivated and everything. I don't know how he does it, but like I said, he's been pushing me to do it. So how do you motivate someone to do a 5K, and what kind of advice do you have for someone that's trying to train for one?
Well, there's all kinds of things on the internet. That's what, I tell people all the time. I'm not a trainer. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm just really good at getting fat, and now I'm really good at losing weight. So all the other stuff, I've turned to professionals. But on the internet, there's a lot of couch to 5K running programs that start you out like running for a minute, walking for 4 minutes, one day. And the next minute, you may run for 2 minutes. It's just a series, and it's just, honestly, Andrew, it's just getting your body prepared. And you don't have to run a 5K the first time out. You just slowly build up, and before you know it, you're running 3 miles, 3.1 miles, which is 5K. There's a lot of other things you can do to build those muscles in your legs, making your legs stronger, making your core stronger. I'm a scream hauler of planking. I advocate planking. I do a 3-minute plank every day. I usually post on Facebook, "Have you planked today?" You build that core up. Running becomes easier, believe it or not. So that's where I would start. I would build my core up, and then I would start training. I would follow the couch to 5K. Give yourself a goal. You don't even have to run a full 5K before you actually run a 5K. You really don't. The adrenaline will kick in that day, and you'll be surprised. The last 5K that I ran in Jackson, Mississippi for Biggest Loser Run Walk. It was, literally within 2 weeks of the finale. And I had not ran a 5K since on the show, which was like week two. So we're talking, I ran a 5K maybe in September, because we were out there September 27th. Maybe October I ran a 5K. Had not ran another 5K. 45 minutes of my time in October. My time was like 31 minutes. And I didn't do anything extra special except for do something every day. So I speak long, but to say it in short, just do something every day, build up to that 5K. The one thing I am doing I didn't tell you is I'm doing the Panama City Biggest Loser Run Walk December 28th.
Oh, wow.
And I'm doing the half marathon. So maybe you can tell me how to motivate for a half marathon because that is going to be a long run for me.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm going to start training for it. I'm going to do a little bit. I'm going to build up every day. My core is strong. I'm going to keep it strong. And if I have to walk a little bit, guess what? I'll walk a little bit, but I'll finish the half marathon. And you'll finish a 5K too. Trust me, you're way more capable than you ever believed you were. I guarantee you.
Well, thank you so much for your confidence. And sometimes I struggle to have confidence in myself, so I appreciate it. And
just hit me up on Facebook. I'm always full of confidence.
Yeah,
I am now anyway.
I'm definitely going to stay in touch with you because there's tons of more questions I want to ask you. And by the way, the casting for The Biggest Loser, you can check out thebiggestlosercasting.com where you can pre-register. You can learn how to send in a video and all that as well. Gina, how can everyone get in touch with you through Twitter? And
you know
do you have a website?
My Twitter handle is Gina McConnell Law, GINAMCDONALD Law, LAW. My Facebook that most people go to is Gina Harris McDonald, GINAHARIS McDonald. And then I also have a fan page, which is just Gina McDonald. So all three of those ways. I'm on Instagram at Gina McDonald Law. I'd love for people to reach out to me. I promise you, I respond to people. If I see a message from someone, if I don't respond to it instantly, I'll come back to it. I love talking to people. I love getting to know people. You saw that in Atlanta. You know, I talked to so many people, and I love it. I've always loved people, and this has just given me an opportunity to learn about more people and to know more people. So I'm very blessed, and I'm blessed that I got to talk to you today, and I'm thankful for you letting me have a chance.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us. And I know we went a little over time, but I do appreciate everything.
No problem.
I really look forward to talking to you soon.
That sounds great. Thank you. Good luck
thank
with
you,
casting
Gina.
Atlanta. Take care. Bye-bye.
And that was Gina McDonald. She was the at-home winner for The Biggest Loser Season 14, the season that just ended. Man, we had such a great conversation. As she said in the interview, I met her a few weeks ago when Jillian Michaels was doing her tour across America, and she stopped in Atlanta to meet the people, or, you know, to tour and everything. And I met Jillian outside of the Fox, and she was very nice, just a great person, great personality. And I ended up meeting Gina later that day at the Fox as well. And it's just so sweet. And ever since then, we've became really good friends. We text each other all the time, and she's just a really good person. So follow her, Gina McDonald Law, on Twitter. We have some more great interviews coming up in just a few moments. We have Allison Sweeney, who is the host of The Biggest Loser, and we have the marketing representative from Body Media. If you haven't checked out Body Media yet, it's the little device that goes around your arm that tracks calories, tracks your steps taken, and it's an amazing device. So I'm looking forward to talking to her and her being able to share her thoughts and her wisdom with you as well. As you know, yesterday's show, we had some surprise guests call in, some surprise callers. We had Danny Allen, who won The Biggest Loser last season, and we had Danny Cahill just happened to call in. He was the at-home winner, or he was the Biggest Loser winner of season 8 of The Biggest Loser. So thank them so much for calling in. And it looks like, as I'm seeing right now, looks like we have another surprise guest calling in right now. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller. Who is this?
Hey, yo, what is up, everyone? Richard Neal here. How are y'all doing? I'm doing every bit of amazing.
Richard Neal.
Yes. What is up, brother?
Man. Wow, thank you so much for calling in, Richard. God, everyone doesn't know Richard. Well, you should know him. It was featured just a few months ago in People magazine on the front cover. Had a huge article on you as well. Richard, tell everyone about you.
Oh, man. Let's see here. I lost 242 pounds in 18 months doing an at-home program called P90X. And I'm also the Beachbody Challenge winner of 2012. And what that means with me being a Beachbody Challenge winner is that means I won $100,000 just by entering into the Beachbody Challenge, because just a few years ago I was 426 pounds, and then in the 18 months I lost 242 pounds by healthy eating, doing the at-home program, and also fitness, exercise, and now I'm a full-time coach. They've posted my story on 2020. I was on Good Morning America, People Magazine, and now since I'm a full-time fitness coach and I travel around and speak and share my passion with the country at schools, at fitness events, at health expos, and I'm all over Facebook. I have a YouTube channel where I post inspirational videos on a daily basis. I actually just got done posting one just a few minutes ago. It is my passion to end the trend of obesity by a storm, and not just by a little gradual basis, but I'm going to put my thumbprint on this world, because I can guarantee you I can help motivate you change your life. And you can even check my own ebooks out as well. So that's just a little bit about me right now, because that's what I'm passionate about is change, not just a change in your physical aspect, not just a change in your nutritional aspect, but a change in your life, whether it be spiritually, nutritionally, physically, financially. This is why I'm here, is to help you change your life. And this is what I'm about, is love.
Amen to that, brother. And you have such an amazing story. I mean, People Magazine, I thought they did a fantastic article about you. And then 2020 just did a whole show, and it was phenomenal. How impressed were you with what 2020 covered about you?
Oh my God. You know, I still have goosebumps anytime you mention that. I still have goosebumps thinking about that show, because I was actually, you know, what I tell people is take the time to appreciate what you've accomplished, because I'm the world's worst at that. And when I was looking back at that 2020 video, actually just the other day, that's why I was speechless, because I forgot what I was watching and I forgot who I was watching, because sometimes I don't feel like that was myself. And then now going back to that and knowing that that one day when I was sitting on my couch with my loaded pistol in my hand, getting ready to put that bullet into my head, and knowing that my mom saved my life just by calling and asking me what I was doing, just by the lady that brought me into this world, by saving my life and keeping me in this world, now I'm motivated and I'm pushed to help people save their own lives.
Wow.
Every single day and every moment.
That is phenomenal. What do you, mentioned that you go around talking to schools and different places, and what is your main message to people? What do you tell them to try to get them motivated to put down the cheeseburger and eat the vegetables and everything else they need to do?
You know what? That battle starts within ourselves, because it all starts with loving ourselves and accepting who we are, and accepting and not necessarily letting the past define who we are and where we come from, but knowing that the past makes us who we are today, and that's why we are the amazing people that we are, and it's running off of that. And because you have to first love yourself before you can love anybody else. And by making those healthy choices every day, at whether it's changing your lifestyle and not dieting, because diets are temporary, lifestyle changes are forever. And knowing that, just by loving yourself and then turning around to your peer, turning around to you, Drew, turning around to your family, your friends, your brothers and sisters, and saying, you know what, I love you. And you know what, I'm here for you every single day. No matter if you make fun of me, every single day, I want to know that I love you unconditionally from the bottom of my heart, because I love myself, and I pray to God every day for that acceptance, so that way I can continue to get my life back. Because you who makes fun of me, who bullies me and picks on me and pushes me every single day, are not going to define the way I live my life on a daily basis, because I am a human, I am an individual, and I'm going to love you unconditionally, no matter what.
Man, you could not ask for a better attitude than that. I mean, that's just phenomenal. And you know, Richard, a lot of people when they're talking about how to lose weight, they'll read the labels that will count calories, that will, you know, that will do all that. Do you really think that that's extremely necessary?
You know what? I always tell people, look, once you decide and you figure out why you're doing it, why you're going to change your life, because that is the first step, is accepting and knowing your why. Okay, why is it? Are you afraid to walk in the bedroom naked in front of your spouse? Are you afraid to look at yourself in the mirror? And then when you take that initial step to the why and you start counting your ingredients and you start eating whole foods, I'm not saying you necessarily have to eat organic everything, because that stuff can get quite expensive. But what I'm saying is making those small decisions and making those small steps, because it took me 540 days to lose 242 pounds. It didn't come on overnight, so it didn't come off overnight. So it took me 540 small steps create a big result. And so by making those health conscious every day and counting your ingredients and knowing what you're putting in your body is not processed, not made by man, but made by the earth, then you're knowing you're making health conscious decisions that your body will thank you for and will give you results, and you will lose weight and you will feel healthier and you will feel amazing for doing just that.
You know, just by listening to you, Richard, and talking about the food choices and all, I just know that you eat very, very well, and you may even eat things that don't look very good, but that are just but taste amazing. So, share with us what do you usually have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
You know what, breakfast. On average, I eat egg whites with one whole egg, just so that way I can get that nutrition from that one egg yolk, and it cuts down the fat. Because off of my e-cookbook, it's Breakfast Transformation. That's what it's called. It's Feed the Revolution. On average, I'll have, you know, if I'm wanting carbs, or I'm craving carbs, I have a basic whole wheat batter that you cut out lots of fat and lots of sugar and lots of carbs out of that for my whole wheat pancakes. And then I've got an egg white bowl that I make constantly with my spinach. I eat anything that's bright, green, healthy, and just pure amazing. And then lunch, I usually roll it out with baby spinach. Spinach is like my, okay, you think Popeye gives you muscles, give you strong. Okay, great reference right there. Spinach is cheap, amazing, and great for you. Iceberg lettuce, all it is water. It does not benefit your body any. So then I usually pick a low-carb whole wheat tortilla. Carbs are good for you. Simple carbohydrates are bad for you. Good complex carbohydrates, whole wheat, whole grains are amazing for you. So this Dr. Atkins is wrong when you cut out carbs. Your body needs carbs for energy. And then I'll back that up with good, healthy protein, lean meats, chicken, turkey, fish, tuna. You know, I stay away from a lot of red meats because a lot of red meats have a lot of saturated fats. Then I'll end that with dinner with, like, tonight. Tonight I'm going to have quinoa. You know, you say, what's quinoa? Well, it's an amazing ancient grain. It's awesome. It's one of the best carbohydrates. It's considered a superfood in the world. And you can get it anywhere. I just got it at, Big W place. And so then I'm going to back it up with just regular shrimp. And I got some frozen Asian veggies. So I'm going to make a stir fry. And, of course, the spicier the better for me, because the spicier my life is and the spicier your life is, the quicker you'll lose weight, because your body will pay you tremendously for that. Because if anybody's eaten with me, and Andrew, you've eaten with me, you've seen me take down 3-4 tablespoons of hot sauce right before I eat. So exactly, you laugh because it's true. And but yeah, so that pretty much concludes my night. And of course, for my sweet treats, you know, I usually have frozen blueberries with some almond milk, and I'm going to make some of that tonight. And because that almond milk will freeze over those blueberries. And OMG, they are amazing! And
almond milk is awesome, by the way. I don't know what I even did before, and I hate regular milk now. Almond milk is off the chain.
Oh, regular milk's horrible for you. I love that. I love almond milk. And when I lost all my weight, I used to drink milk, cheese, cottage cheese, all that stuff. Yes, cottage cheese has a lot of casein protein in it. Okay, you can eat Greek yogurt, which is a fat-free alternative, plain Greek yogurt. You can add it to anything, add some honey, add some blueberries, and guess what? It's amazing for you. It's got 20 grams of protein per serving. It's just astounding to me of what you can do to manipulate your body and feed your body healthy, whole stuff for so cheap, simple, fast, and easy.
Man.
And, of course, I mean, that's where I share on Facebook. I share all of my meals on Facebook, and I'm there for everybody's answers and questions. And a lot of my challengers in my private challenge groups, I share all my recipes with.
Yeah. And you mentioned just a minute ago your e-cookbook. How can people find that?
Well, you can find that actually on my website. I've got a link to it. It's called Feed the Revolution. My website is richardneilfitness.com, and that is Richard Neil, N as in Nancy, E-A-L, fitness.com. And I'm telling you, I've got everything on there, my T-shirts, my Neil to the Revolution T-shirts, my Revolution in Tennessee, because I'm in the process of creating and building a team of people that who are against obesity and who wants to fight against and building a revolution to end the trend of obesity, because that's what I'm about, at getting our kids healthier, getting you healthier, and getting this country healthier, because we are at a war with this.
Man, I could not agree with you more, and I recommend. And you have an incredible website, I must say, and people can go on there and find your 2020 video and your transformation video as well. I cannot tell you, Richard, after I saw you in People Magazine, how much I saw that video. Time I would just hit replay time and time and time again, just because it was so inspiring. It made me look at myself and say, why am I sitting here? I need to be off my ass, and I need to be, you know, sweating.
Yes.
Every day.
That's the most important. You got to take care of your temple, my man. Got to take care of your temple. That's because that's number one. And we got to be here for our friends and our family and our, you know, mothers and fathers and our children. More importantly, because the doctor told me that I was never going to be able to have kids, and the doctor told me that I was never going to see the age of 30. So now I'm getting ready to turn 29. So I've got 1 year to prove this doctor wrong. And unless I really, as long as I don't make anybody really, really mad at me to take me out, then you know what? I'm going to be seeing 30, and I'm going to be seeing beyond 30, because now I get to live every single day for my one-year-old baby boy, Brady. And yes, I have a son now.
Remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. You and people can see that in your video that you were told that by the doctors, and you did exactly what they told you to do, and all of a sudden you had your first ever baby boy, and just amazing, Richard. Absolutely amazing.
But,
it sends chills down my spine just talking to you.
I tell you what, man, I love you, dude. I love you with everything that I am, and I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. And I love this world so much, and I love people, because I just want them to understand and accept themselves, to love themselves. I'm not standing on a soapbox just preaching about my transformation. I've already seen my results. Now it's your turn to see yours. It's time for you to make a change in your life. It's time to pick yourself up while you are down. And I am here to point you in the right direction and to tell you I love you and that we are going to do this together versus by yourself.
And I'll tell everybody this, that they can look you up. Again, your website is richardneilfitness.com. They can look you up, and you're one of these people. You're not going to make a post and never talk to people, and just, you know, there'll be 100 comments on there and never one from you or anything. You're the exact opposite. You make sure you communicate with people, and you coach people, and you really show that you absolutely love people and you want to help them. That's the best.
I mean,
that's the best thing.
That's what makes the world go around, is love, and it all starts with yourselves. And just like in my transformation video, you can search it on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, Richard Neil or Richard Neil P90X. You know, it's Man in the Mirror. I never understood or really accepted that video until recently, until a few weeks ago, and I watched it and I said, you know what? It does. It starts with that man in the mirror. It starts with yourself, and it starts with holding yourself accountable every single day for taking your life back. You may not have 242 pounds to lose, but you may be lost in life. You may be wanting to live a life, and you may be craving life. So it's time to find that, and it's time to find it now. And so let me help you.
Absolutely. Richard, I cannot thank you enough, man, for calling in. I haven't officially announced anything yet, but I will be traveling to Nashville next week to take care of some things. So man, I hope to I don't know if everyone knows that. We didn't really say that, but you live in Nashville. So, man, I hope to hope to see you up there.
I live in Nashville, and, you know, I'm here. I'm open. I'm in the process of scheduling some more speaking events for the fall and even the summer. You know, I'm willing to work. I'm willing to push this thing forward, pick it up, and go. But as long as God allows me to breathe every single day, because trust me, I'm going to live this life with passion. And so that way I can help you to help others. So please help me in this journey and help me in this revolution. And, Andrew, I can't wait till you come up to Nashville, man, because I'm going to, dude, we are going to blow it up down here. I'm telling you, I love you, man.
I love you too, man, and I know we'll get together for lunch and or whatever, and we'll get together real soon. So, man, I appreciate you so much for calling in, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Oh, man, it's really my honor. I love you, man.
Appreciate it, buddy. Bye-bye. That was Richard Neal. Wow, I did not expect him to call in this evening. He's an amazing, amazing guy. You can check him out. Please check him out, richardneilfitness.com. You can check out his videos, his products he has, and everything else. Look him up on Facebook. I'm not quite 100% sure. I forgot to ask him. Now, 100% sure if his Facebook and Twitter links are on his website. They should be, but if they're not, just go on Facebook and look up Richard Neal, N-E-A-L. So you'll like that. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. If there's anyone listening at this exact moment and you are attending a casting call anywhere this weekend for The Biggest Loser, I want you to call me now, 818-495-6928. Again, if you're attending a casting call anywhere at all this weekend for the Biggest Loser, call me now, 818-495-6928. I want to give you something from the Drew Show that will help you this weekend with the casting, and so please call now. So let's get this started. Here we go. And now I'm so pleased to welcome from The Biggest Loser on NBC, Mrs. Allison Sweeney. Alice, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, well, I want to thank you so much for joining us. I have to say, I have so much respect for you, so much respect and admiration for your work. I just love everything you do. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, what a nice thing to say. Thank you. Start my morning off right.
Well, great. I'm glad. Well, you guys, y'all just wrapped up season 14 of one of my favorite shows on TV, The Biggest Loser. And it was such a great season with the kids being on the show and with everything else. And 14 seasons, that's kind of hard to believe that it's been that long. What has this whole experience been like for you hosting The Biggest Loser and changing people's lives the way you have?
It is amazing. It's amazing to be part of changing people's lives and inspiring them. And you meet people every day on the street who feel like they have changed their life as well from the show. So just the hope and the courage that it takes, it's just amazing for me. And I feel like it's changed my life too. It's really gotten me motivated and I feel inspired by the contestants and their stories. And it just makes you feel good, like you're part of something so positive and part of really helping people get healthy, and I love that.
Yeah, you get to spend so much time with them and on these challenges and the elimination room and everything else, and you keep such a great positive attitude and such a straight face. But I imagine sometimes it would break you down hearing these stories, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's part of my role on the show to be. Like as you said, I'm on everybody's side. I'm everybody's cheerleader. But I do feel like, and so as part of that, it's like important not to take away from this story, or I just think it's important for me to kind of stay, you know, neutral. And so it can be really tough sometimes because their stories are so special, and I do spend so much time with them, and I do care about them so much, and I do get to know everyone, and I'm still friends with so many of the contestants after the show, and I think, you know, each person's story. I think that's one of the things we talk about a lot on the ranch is that everybody has a story, and everybody's story is unique and special and important and valued on the show, and so everyone deserves a chance to be at the ranch.
Right, absolutely. And like I said before, you do an absolutely brilliant job with that.
Thank you.
And David?
Allison, you were saying that you actually get motivated from it, and I was in a grocery store the other day and happened to notice your Shape magazine, and apparently you are motivated because you look fantastic in it. So, and that motivates me.
Well, thank you.
It makes me want to work out. But I was curious, are they going to have kids on this upcoming episode? And if so, I know last year they did it. What was the criteria to have kids? Because to be on TV, especially in today's age with all the bullying, and to put yourself out there that you're overweight has to be tough on a kid. So I admire them for being able to do that. How did y'all go about picking the kids that were going to be on the show?
Well, Bingo actually sought us out. He sent in a tape, even though we've never really had kids on the show. Like, he just sent in a tape he had made, and he wanted to be a part of it. And obviously, it's different because they aren't part of the competition. We were just sort of, as we, you know, I kept saying they were ambassadors for the show, and we just wanted them to be part of what inspired the youth, you know, that tunes in to feel like they can get on board to get healthy too. The bullying thing is a tough one because, you know, I mean, I just think that it's out there and people are tough and it's hard to grow up at any time, even when we were kids, never mind today. And anything we could do to be positive role models and positive inspirations and give people hope that health is out there in their future, that's what we want to encourage. And I don't know what's coming up for the upcoming season. I think we're just right now in the casting process, so we're getting a bunch of amazing people together, and we're going to figure out, you know, what happens next. But actually, I think they're coming to Atlanta to do some casting next weekend. So everyone has to go to biggestlosercasting.com and get details and get out there.
Right. We're so excited because casting is coming to Atlanta Saturday, May the 11th, a casting for season 15. And these casting, it will go on 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Georgia Terrace Hotel on Peachtree Street. For anyone that's familiar, Peachtree Street can go on for miles and miles and miles. You can drive it forever. But for anyone that's familiar with Atlanta, the Georgia Terrace is located directly across the street from the Fox Theater. So that's a big help for anyone in Atlanta. Allison, I know how intimidating it can be for people going to these auditions. So what kind of tips do you have to give people that are coming to these open casting calls, and how can they get noticed and everything else?
Well, I think on the website, first of all, there's lots of great information, so I advise people to go there. I think one of the things we've definitely seen that we want to encourage people not to do is to line up too far in advance. I think they said the rule is like 3 hours, no more than 3 hours before starting. We don't want people, you know, waiting in line all night. Bring your own healthy snacks. We would love people to take care of themselves while they wait in line and start the healthy process now. And for me, just in terms of talking to the casting people, my big advice, and because I've been to a couple of the casting sessions and met a bunch of people out there, be yourself, be who you are, and don't leave the casting session wishing you had said something that you didn't. Just really know your story, know who you are, and let the casting director see how you come across and who you really are. Don't be nervous or shy. You got to just let them see who you really are, and in your mind sort of have that planned out of how you want to tell your story in probably, you know, a short period of time. But get you into that conversation, whatever that means to you. It can be different. Some people are funny, and some people are heartfelt, and some people have like a really, you know, sort of deep story they want to share, or all of the above, whatever it is that is you and what brings you to see us that day. But just don't don't let nerves or confusion about the moment keep you from getting your story heard.
Yeah, we had Gina McDonald on our show recently, yesterday actually. She was the At Home winner of season 14, of course, and she auditioned for the Atlanta casting call. And she had so much great things to say, and she said, just sell yourself, be yourself. And she had so many great things to say about you as well. She absolutely respects you and loves you so much.
I love her. Tina's amazing. She's a great example, you know. She just turned up at a casting call, and she has such a great personality, and I think everybody has such a unique contribution to the show, and the casting directors are really great people, and they just want to, you know, help put together a show that's going to have something for everyone. Every viewer will relate to someone in the cast.
Right. So like I said, I recommend everyone going to this casting call in Atlanta, Georgia, coming up Saturday, May the 11th. Again, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., the Georgia Terrace Hotel on Peachtree, right across from the Fox Theater. Allison, I know we're running out of time, but I want to talk about your book so much that's coming out very soon on May the 14th, The Star Attraction. I cannot wait to pick this up myself. Tell us about this new book.
Thank you. I wrote a novel. It's my first novel. And I just think it's a really great summer, you know, beach read. It's going to be – it's fun. It's a little bit of Hollywood gossip, a little insider look into Hollywood and behind the scenes of how it works. But also it's, you know, a cute love story and a girl sort of finding her way through her life. And so I've been in soaps a long time, and I just wanted to tell my own story. So I had a lot of fun doing it. I love to read this genre. I love chick lit. So I was really excited to write it. And I hope I get good feedback. I really thought it turned out super fun and cute and fast, easy read. And I think people will really respond to it if they give it a shot. So The Star Attraction comes out on Tuesday, May 14th.
Cannot wait to pick it up. Bookstores nationwide.
You can certainly pre-order it if you like. No need to wait.
Absolutely. And I'm an online shopper, so Amazon.com is great for that as well. So
there you go. Yeah. Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, go for it. You can definitely get it for your e-reader if you have one.
Absolutely. And Allison, please tell everyone how to get in touch with you and how to find out more information about you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Ask me questions. I am usually up at the crack of dawn answering on Twitter. So at Ali_Sweeney is my handle on Twitter. And then my Facebook page is Allison Sweeney. And come and check it out. And let's hang out.
Great. Allison, wow, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a wonderful day. And like I said, I have so much respect for you. So thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. I had a great time.
Thank you.
Go Atlanta.
And that was Allison Sweeney, host of The Biggest Loser. We had a great time talking to her. She's very sweet. So check her book out. The Star Attraction is coming out very, very soon. So I know that you'll really like that a lot. And again, check out TheBiggestLoserCasting.com. And I'll mention this one more time. If there's anyone listening to this show right now that's going to attend an open casting call this weekend, anywhere, Atlanta, Chicago, Cincinnati, wherever, then call me right now, 818-495-6928, and choose option one. I want to give you something special for you going up there, and something that's really going to help you when you're up there auditioning. So make sure you give me a call now. We're running out of time, so you don't have very long. We had a chance to catch up recently with Gwen. Her name is Gwen Smith from Body Media. Now, this is a little gadget that goes on your arm that tracks calories and steps taken. It's kind of like the Body Bug, but it's Body Media. It's a wonderful product. I actually have it myself. So we're actually giving one away. We're actually giving a Body Media armband away to a lucky listener. So listen to this show. Now, at the end of the show, it's going to tell you to go to our Facebook page, which I want you to do anyway, facebook.com/WAEJ The Drew Show, and Twitter at DrewBTR. It's going to tell you to go to our Facebook page. We're going to talk about that and that way to win it. But I want you to be, after the show, after this interview plays with Body Media, I want you to be the first caller. Let's just say that, 818-495-6928. And if there's a whole bunch of callers at one time, then I'll just pick one. We'll do it that way. But call in, and we'll give one of those away to you guys. But this is our interview earlier with Gwen from Body Media. And now I'm so pleased to welcome the Director of Marketing for Body Media, Mrs. Gwen Smith. Gwen, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on today. How's your day?
Oh, my day is going perfect. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a real pleasure to have you on.
Absolutely.
Now, where are you actually located?
Body Media, we are based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
In Pittsburgh? Wow.
Yeah.
The Phillies.
No Phillies here.
No Phillies, really?
The Pirates, the Penguins, the Steelers.
Well, they're there, though, right? Philadelphia Phillies?
Oh, no, we're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, not
Philly. I thought you said Philly. Wow.
No worries. They're kind of the rival.
Well, that's why you said Pirates, then. That completely makes sense, then. Yeah, shows you my baseball knowledge.
No worries.
Let me just say again, thank you so much for joining us. I'm holding this in my hand now, the Body Media, the link, and it is amazing. I've been using the heck out of it. And tell us first of all about Body Media and how the company got started.
Sure. Well, our company was founded here in Pittsburgh. Our four founders were, it was back in 1999. They were from Carnegie Mellon University, a local university here, and they were kind of exploring this area of, computers on your body and wearable technology and, what could come of that, kind of really, futuristic stuff and what you could do if you put a computer on your body. And they went through lots of ideas, and then they kind of came to, well, what could something that's a wearable body monitor tell me? Well, it could give people information about their bodies to help them improve their health and wellness, whether they're, not necessarily looking at the elite athlete, but it could work for an elite athlete or someone that's chronically ill. It could work for them, but really for everybody in between to really start to understand your body, what goes on with your body, and then learn how to make changes to improve or to maintain if you're already doing well. So that was kind of back where we got our start, spent some years doing quite a bit of kind of clinical research and on the medical side, which kind of our heritage is there. So we certainly continue that as well. But, kind of came into the consumer space around 2008, 2009 and have been growing since.
Yeah, and y'all haven't looked back. I mean, it's just, like I said, an amazing, amazing little gadget. I like the new high-tech stuff, either the new phone or the new iPads or, or whatever it may be. And this is my new little toy now, So I
good to
it.
Hear.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about the features and benefits of the armbands. Now, there's Link and there's Core, and I have Link right now. But, yeah, talk to us about both of those.
Absolutely. So, first, just to tell you what they both do, and all of our products are based on the premise that it's a multi-sensor monitoring device worn on your body in touch with your skin. So there's actually four sensors inside there that measure things like your motion. But in addition to that, there are lots of devices out there that measure just motion. It also measures your skin temperature and temperature fluctuations of your body, and then also how you sweat. And all those things really come into the play with how your body expends energy at the core, scientifically. And what it does is it collects about 5,000 data points a minute off your body. So it's a lot of information, and it's very personal. So your data is different than mine, and even somebody that's my exact same height and weight, their data is still going to be different. That information is collected, and our system processes that to give you the output that you would see on calorie burn, steps, moderate and vigorous activity, and sleep. So the difference we have, though, is the Link armband is wireless, and it uses Bluetooth connections so that you can see your data in real time on your smartphone, and you can also upload to the server through the smartphone. With the Core armband, you still you connect it with the USB cable to your computer, which you can do that with the Link one as well. Core just doesn't have the Bluetooth option. And then you use our online platform with both devices, just the Core device syncs with the USB cord. And you log your food either in the online software or in the mobile app, no matter which armband you have. So it really starts to give you a picture of kind of here's all about you. You may be able to log your food with lots of different tools out there, but then we're giving you the information on, well, how many calories are you really burning? How are you sleeping? You know, was your activity moderate or were you working really hard and it was vigorous? And if you're trying to lose weight, it really comes down to kind of calories in versus calories out to some extent. So by then logging your food as well, you can kind of see where your balance is.
Wow, it's amazing. And now, and that's one thing I'm glad you brought that up about, that people sleep with this thing on. What benefits do they get from sleeping with it on now? Does it, and this is one thing that I haven't tried myself, but does it monitor your heart rate, so when it wakes up, it notices that, or what?
Well, it doesn't do heart rate. We actually do everything without monitoring heart rate today. But the way it knows, you know, when you fall asleep, the device knows that you've actually fell asleep, and in your data you can see, you know, in a chart in your data the next day whether you were asleep, if you were in light sleep and tossing and turning, or if you actually wake up in the middle of the night and get up. And then you see your sleep efficiency. So even if I laid down for 8 hours, I might have really only slept for six, so that's not very efficient. And it's really a combination of all the sensors I mentioned. So, of course, there's the fact that you're lying down, but it's not just about motion. Your body's temperature fluctuations change, for example, when you fall asleep. So the device knows whether you're truly asleep or even kind of light sleep, tossing and turning. And the importance of that is really people don't often realize how important sleep is to their, you know, their weight loss, but as well their overall well-being. Of course, at a very simplistic level, you know, if you're really tired, you're maybe not going to be as active the next day. So that might, you know, interfere with your goals on activity. But also, if you don't get proper sleep, it can affect your appetite and the hormone levels, and then you may eat things that you wouldn't normally if you were properly rested. So it is very important, you know, to the overall healthy body as well as losing weight.
Well, and I want to go back to the link for just a second. Now, as I understand it, it does have Bluetooth capabilities, like you said.
Yeah.
So let's say I'm at the track one day and I decide I want to run laps around the track. Obviously, I don't really want to have my phone in my pocket because it's just going to bounce all around, or it might fall out of my pocket or whatever. So if I leave my phone in my car, once I get back in my car, will it automatically just start syncing then, since everything is connected?
Well, yeah, you just, once you open the app and you push the button on your armband, then it'll sync from there once you're near your phone.
Okay. So, and as you know, it's just a little blue button off to the side.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
It's easy enough. Yeah, so you don't lose any data. It's always capturing data, even if you're not in touch with your phone, or, for example, with the core. It's not until you connect it to the computer that it uploads to us, but the device will store data for about 2 weeks, even if you were never to look at it.
Yeah. Now, and one thing really important is with always having this on. Now, I've been at the track before. I've been at a sporting event before, and it just starts pouring down rain. And one of the worst days you could possibly have. you know, and it obviously might get wet or anything else. So, is it waterproof, or do you need to take it off when taking a shower or when it rains, or what?
Well, it's not waterproof that you shouldn't swim with it or shower with it. However, it is water resistant, so I've definitely been out there running and it starts pouring, and it doesn't harm the device to that extent. Or if you occasionally did hop in the shower and it had on. So if it gets a little bit wet, it's okay, but it's not meant to be worn in the shower or, you know, for swimming activities. In some of our future products, one that we're launching later this year, that is a new feature that we'll start including.
Oh, that's great.
Completely waterproof. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, I first found out about Body Media on The Biggest Loser. Of course, one of my favorite shows, NBC's The Biggest Loser. And the contestants love it. One of my good friends now, Gina McDonald, she was season 14 winner of The Biggest Loser. And me and her talk all the time, and she's talking about how much she loves her Body Media device and how much it's helped her out and everything. Can you tell us what Body Media has meant to people, and how it's really transformed people's lives?
Absolutely. So, as you know, with the contestants on the show, they wear the device, you know, while they're being on the show and on the ranch, and it's all those things I mentioned. You know, it really helps them know how well they're doing. And I've heard many of the contestants, you know, tell me firsthand how helpful it's been, especially once they've went home and, you know, back to their normal lives, how it really helps them stay on track. But we've certainly had a lot of users that have had, you know, life-changing experiences or just really been able to kind of whether they were trying to lose 100 pounds and this was a tool that helped them on this journey, or maybe it was somebody that was at a plateau and they just wanted to lose, you know, 10 more pounds, 5 more pounds. It's something that really opens your eyes to get information about your body. So we've had a ton of users that, you know, thankfully are very happy and passionate and love to, you know, spread the word and tell us as well as their friends and family about it.
Absolutely. And I want to mention everyone needs to go like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WAEJ The Drew Show. I know it's kind of long to remember, but you can find it on the scroll picture bar that you're looking at right now, everyone. And like our Twitter, of course, at DrewBTR, but like our Facebook page as well, and you can find out how to win your own body media device. So we will, here at The Drew Show, we will be giving one away, so make sure you go like that and find out how. Look at our post, and it will tell you all. Gwen, I, like I said, I love the device, and you guys have came out with an absolutely brilliant product.
Well, thank you. We're thrilled. Happy to have you as a new fan.
Well, thank you so much. Please tell everyone how they can find out about Body Media and through social media and everything.
Sure. You can certainly go to our website. It's just bodymedia.com to learn more. Or on Facebook, it's Body Media Fit. And then on Twitter, just at Body Media. So definitely, you know, look into us and get in touch. We can definitely share more, and you can learn more on our website.
Perfect. Again, thank you so much. And I look forward to talking to you more in the future.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Gwen Smith, the director of marketing for Body Media. Like I said, with her, it's a great product. This product is valued, or it costs about, if you were to buy it online, it's about $150. So it's a great product and something really, really nice if you're wanting to work out and wanting something to keep your track of your calories burned, steps taken, and everything else. So you know, check that out. I'm sure you'll really like it a lot. Man, we've had an amazing week. It's just been it's been phenomenal. A week and a half, I should say. We've just had former contestants on our show. We've had people call in that was Richard Neal call in that was featured on 2020 in People magazine. It's been so overwhelming. It's just been great, and I'm so thankful that we were able to set everything up, and everything ran smoothly for the most part. A little hiccups every now and then, but nothing major, and we got everything done, so that's all that matters. I want to mention as well, we're going to have Joel Rosario on our show tomorrow. Joel was the 2013 Kentucky Derby winner. He rode Orb in the Kentucky Derby not long ago, just a few days ago, and he won the Kentucky Derby. So we're going to talk to him tomorrow, so please come back. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at DrewBTR, so you can check that out of exactly what time we'll have him on. But again, thank you all so much. I could not thank you enough. We're going to have a show tomorrow, like I said with Joel, but from then on, for about the next week, we're not going to have a show, so you can go back and listen to our archive shows all you want. I'm traveling to Nashville, Tennessee, going to take care of some business up that way and going to see Richard and hanging out with him and just kind of enjoying a little vacation for myself. So I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there coming up on Sunday. Thank you for everything that you do. So that's it, folks. We're out for the day, for the night. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Follow us on Twitter at DrewBTR and Facebook.com/WAEJTheDrewShow. I do want to say hello to one person on here. I can say hey to two people, I guess. Say hi to Linda. Say hey to Linda. Hey, Linda, thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. And I want to say hi to John. John sent me a private message here on chat, and he said he's tuning in all the way from Greece. So that's overwhelming. Man, that's amazing. So thank you so much, John, for tuning in. And thank you all again. I appreciate you. I love you. And I'll talk to you real soon. God bless. Look.
look into the window of my mind. Reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of